Hello and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. If you've clicked to watch this video, it means that you're at least remotely interested in how the new tax bill will impact your finances. Well, I'm happy to say that I will be hosting a live webinar along with our CFO and CPA, Cage Rush. Cage brings years of tax experience, and together we're boiling down the main changes in the tax law and what they mean for your financial future. The webinar is Monday, July 21st at 4 p.m. Eastern. To register, just go to WhitakerWealth.com and find the link to register on our homepage. Well, today we're diving into the updates in the brand new tax law, specifically the changes in the tax brackets that are coming your way not only in 2025, but in 2026. Now, this might sound like a small technical update, but it's actually a pretty big deal. And as we're digging into the bill and parsing details, we found there's a hidden adjustment, what I like to call a double secret inflation tweak that's going to affect how much you pay in taxes, especially if you fall into the lower or middle income tax brackets. So let's break this down clearly and practically so you know how this could impact your wallet in your financial planning strategy. To set the stage, we explained last time that perhaps the most significant accomplishment of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act was to make permanent the new tax bracket system introduced in 2017 by the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, also known as TCJA. Without the new tax law, we would have reverted to a bracket system where the brackets were smaller and the tax rates moved up quicker. Remember, before TCJA, the brackets went 10%, that's the same as now, but the next bracket is 15%, 25%, 28%. If you're over 300,000, married, filing, joint, now you're at 33%, 35%, and finally 39.6%. That's almost 40% in federal income tax. I don't know about you, but that sounds like almost half of your income going to the federal government. Well, don't worry, I'm sure they'll put it to great use and not waste any of it. Well, thankfully, the new law makes our current bracket system permanent. And the very first section of the new bill talks about extending the tax brackets. Now, on the surface, it looks like the same system sticking around, but if you dig in, there's some important nuance. What's actually happening is that the government is planning to adjust some of these brackets with inflation, but not just the standard one-time inflation adjustment we've seen in the past. No, for 2026, there's a doubling of the inflation adjustment, but this only applies to the lowest two brackets. Let me switch screens and take you into the actual bill. Here is the very long text of the bill. You basically need a law degree to figure this out. Here we are, Title VII Finance, Subtitle A, Tax. And now we're in Section 70101, Extension and Enhancement of Reduced Rates. So Section A2, by striking 2018 through 2025 in the heading, this means the reduced rates will not sunset. And now in Section B here, Inflation Adjustment. Solely for the purposes of determining the dollar amounts at which any rate bracket higher than 12% ends and at which any rate bracket higher than 22% begins. Now, if your eyes glazed over, let me translate. We believe this means they're applying double the inflation adjustment to the thresholds between 10% and 12% brackets and between 12% and 22%. In other words, the lower two tax brackets, 10%, and 12% brackets get stretched out a bit more than usual. Everything above that, starting at 22% and beyond, gets the normal one-time inflation adjustment. Now, I love Excel, so I made an Excel file for you, illustrating the tax brackets in 2025 and projected ones for 2026. Here's 10%, for example. I just did this for the first four brackets. So the 10% bracket is $0 to $23,850. Our projected brackets, 10% bracket for 2026 is $0 to $24,800. And I wrote this out, like I said, for the first four brackets. And then in this column, I calculated the percent increase from 2025 to 2026. When I turn this into a percent, watch what happens. 22% and beyond goes up only by 2%, whereas we can see this illustrated now visually, what it amounts to a double secret inflation adjustment to the lowest two brackets. And what's more, for the first time in history, your taxable income can be over six figures, $100,000, and you will still be in the 12% tax bracket. That is great news. Let me remind you that to get your taxable income, which is applied to the tax brackets, you first calculate your adjusted gross income. This is typically your W-2 earnings, interest, dividends, pension, taxable portion of your Social Security, and so forth. And then you reduce that amount by either your total itemized deductions or the standard deduction. We'll talk about the new standard deduction in another video, but for couples under 65, this deduction is, in 2025, $31,500. That means that in 2026, a couple could make over $130,000 and stay in the 12% tax bracket. So why should you care? Well, from a financial advisor's perspective, here's why this is a big deal. More of your income will be taxed at lower rates. This increases the opportunity for strategic Roth conversions. So if you're wondering if that's right for you, reach out to us. We'll run the analysis. And it may slightly delay when you hit higher tax brackets. Helpful for retirees and small business owners managing their taxable income. This also reinforces the importance of tax bracket management, not just looking at what you owe this year, but how you manage your income over your lifetime. All right, that's a wrap on today's deep dive into the tax bracket changes in the new tax bill. While it may feel like a small technical fix, this double inflation adjustment is a hidden gem that could save you money with the right planning. If you found this helpful, please hit that like button. Subscribe for more updates on financial planning and the new tax law changes. And drop a comment below if you have questions. I'd love to hear them. Don't forget to register for our webinar at WhitakerWealth.com. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.